seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture. And it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن لقمان قال لابنه إن الدنيا بحر عميق قد غرق فيها عالم كثير فلتكن سفينتك فيها تقوى الله وحشوها الإيمان وشراعها التوكل وقيمها العقل ودليلها العلم وسكانها الصبر.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, Luqman said to his son, the world is a deep ocean in which many wells have already drowned. So make God-wariness your boat, faith its content, trust in Allah its sail, reason its custodian, knowledge its guide, and patience its inhabitants.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed imam from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. When talking about the conversations and dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find in one certain conversation where Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was speaking with the people, and the people had asked Imam al-Kazim about trusts and the ownership and truthfulness
as well as treason, and the different qualities that each one of them has. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam in one sentence really completed all of these questions that the people had. His Eminence said that making over trusts or giving back trusts to their owners and truthfulness wins provision, while treason and lying win poverty and hypocrisy. It is unfortunate that in today's day and age, we think that lying and treason and cheating and betrayal and deception, these things will bring about provision and they will bring about prosperity, whether it's usually it's prosperity and wealth. This is what the cutthroat culture is like in the world, when in reality, when you see what is happening beneath the surface, we will find that treason and lying, they only bring about poverty and hypocrisy, both in this world and the next. But on the other hand, giving over a trust, giving back a trust to its rightful owner, and along with that truthfulness, honesty, saying the truth, acting upon the truth, this is what truly brings about provision and prosperity, both in this world and the hereafter. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. From my reading and my understanding of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, which manifests in the prison imprisonment of the imam. We're going to talk about that, inshallah. That's part of this tactic of the imam. Imam al-Kadhim's speech, where he mentioned what he mentioned, the wording he used was provocative. In other words, he used dangerous language against the system. He was open in not criticizing the system, not alluding to the injustice of the system, alluding to it needing to be removed and a different government, a government of justice being established. He didn't allude to those things. He was very specific. Sometimes he would say it clearly and openly in the presence of the Khalifa. I have not seen something like this from other imams in this way.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
يا من قد جئت في